facilities in place. In order to support your selling process, we recommend preparing and setting up the following facilities to help increase the conversion rate and avoid leakage of prospects falling out of your sales process. The first thing is booking application. If you haven't got an online booking application currently in place, please stop reading right now and get it in place. It will save your staff calling prospects and provide an easy means for prospects to engage with your services. It's best to have an online booking application that can talk to your patient management software so that all of the data can be shared and synced between them, and one that does not require user registration before booking. We have found that booking applications such as Clinical, Calendly, Schedule One, and Go High Level are quite user-friendly. A key note here is that with that online booking application, you should have the ability to send users reminders about your appointments in SMS and email form, so your staff don't have to take on that responsibility. The second facility you need to have in place is online payment feature. Some practices we chatted to don't like an online booking system because they feel like there is less commitment with a simple online booking. Not a problem. Improve their commitment by collecting payment upfront. So an online payment facility attached to the booking process is a must. This will help reduce no-show rate. This will also make sure that prospects pay for their appointments or any other special offers that they are signing up for. And once they make that payment, it's more likely that they will show up or that you are compensated regardless. We recommend using Stripe or PayPal for their lower rates and user-friendly online payment solution. The third facility that you need to have in place is auto-respond email and SMS system. Email and SMS marketing software are critical when it comes to marketing and sales. If prospects sign up for an initial call consultation or a special offer, these types of software can be used to remind people about their next steps in the process, which can be anything from booking in for a time, making a payment, or providing a clear informational instructions. This will free up your administrative staff from having to follow up these engagements and provide a consistent, continuous level of engagement with your prospects, while your staff can focus more time on generating conversions. I love automation, and our team has helped many practices automate their communications process to help them save time and money. If you don't have any email marketing software up and running at your practice right now, we would recommend any of the following. The first one is Go High Level. That includes email, SMS, Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, Viber. And the second one is MailChimp. That includes the email marketing software. The third one is Keep, K-E-A-P. That includes email and SMS marketing add-on. The fourth one is Dripped. That's the same thing as Keep. It has email and SMS marketing add-ons. And the final one is ClickSend, which is mainly for SMS marketing. The number four facility you need to have in place is Payment Plan. A financial company called My Health Beauty Payment Plan recently conducted a survey of active and complete payment plan responsible parties, and over 79% of respondents indicated that they could not have afforded treatment without a payment plan. 80% of those surveyed use a payment plan to fund ongoing cosmetic treatments such as laser treatments and anti-wrinkle injections, and with 61% funding treatments costing between $1,000 to $3,000 and 20% funding treatments between $3,000 to $5,000. When it comes to receiving treatments, many potential patients miss out on services that could ultimately benefit them because they are worried about the costs involved. We often hear stories of a patient who could have achieved their best outcome with $3,000 worth of treatment, but they could only afford $1,000 at the time. This is where a payment plan option is very helpful. By having a payment plan in place, the payments can be broken down into weekly ones, making it much more affordable than the lump sum cash payment price. you need to appreciate that majority of your prospects, I would say up to 90%, won't have a lump sum of several thousand dollars in cash to pay for their desired treatments in one go. Therefore, offering an easy alternate solution for them to pay for that procedure according to the terms of a payment plan will help convert more patients for you. This philosophy has to do with money objection thought process, and I'll address that in more detail later in this guide. But this is one of the most common objections when it comes to sales conversions. If you can make your services easier to pay for by offering reduced weekly payments, you will surely boost your conversion rate massively, especially if your pricing is already industry competitive. Whatever payment plan company you work with, please make sure they charge your clinic a competitive rate, and that's very easy for patients to apply and process payments. Now, number five things that you need to make sure you have in place is to obtain rave reviews for your practice. One of the critical factors when it comes to converting prospects is trust and peer review. You need to work hard to get that 5-star review for your practice through third-party sites such as Google, Facebook, and other relevant community sites. Especially when people are searching out new practices or treatments, comparing online reviews can be a make or break decision for some people. Now, in some countries like Australia, you're not allowed to feature testimonials on your website or on any other platforms you have control over. So pay attention to regulations set out in your country. But if you can gain positive reviews on other sites, that would help boost the overall confidence of your prospects before they begin engaging with you. Now, number six thing you need to get comfortable with is selling over the phone. Let's talk about the most important and powerful tool in sales today, the telephone. Having the ability to utilize a phone to sell anything to anybody from anywhere is the fastest way for you to grab new clients and scale your business. Most people have access to a smartphone, which they are mostly likely attached at the hip with, making it more accessible than ever to stay in contact and to connect with your prospective audience. There's this myth out there that you can't sell high-value services or products over the phone. Every day, many important decisions are made over a phone call. Think about the most powerful business leaders and political figures running a whole country. Many of their deals are done over the telephone. If they can broker $1 million deals over the phone, then doing a deal such as buying a property, which I actually did over the phone with my first property, or booking in for a procedure can certainly be done over the phone. In this guide, I'm going to provide you with the tools on how to break down tonality, how to speak to people, how to handle pausing, pacing, own a verbal meta language used in a conversation so that you will be effective at communicating your message over the phone and better prepare for selling yourselves and your services during those calls. So now, number seven things you need to get ready is knowing your unique selling points. This will get mentioned several times in this training guide, but a transaction only takes place when the value perceived by the buyer exceeds the pricing. Therefore, when you are building value during your communication process with a prospect, it's critical for you to communicate your key selling points. Why you are different from other clinics? What makes your service or products special so that a prospect can be fully aware of your value? Determining your unique selling points isn't that straightforward though. Saying that you offer high quality surgical skills, for example, is not gonna cut through overall noise of information that will be presented to someone searching for an option. You need to be more specific. For example, you can achieve their desired outcome in a shorter surgical time, which will save them money and pain from a longer operation, or that their pain experience is minimal, scarring is almost invisible, and will fade in a couple of months. If you can provide examples to demonstrate your selling points so a prospect can see proof, that would be even better. I always advise to never disclose your pricing with a prospect if that prospect hasn't yet fully understood the value that they are getting from a service or product. You only disclose pricing after you have explained in full and in the most comprehensive detail about your products or services to prospects, so they are able to evaluate and compare the complete value of your pricings. If you tell a prospect the pricing information before you discuss your service values, they will perceive it to be more expensive regardless of what the price is. The only time that this wouldn't be the case is if you know that your pricing is very competitive, the lowest in your industry, and you know that they couldn't find a comparable or lower pricing option during their shopping around process. But even in this case, a prospect still hasn't understood your product or service full value yet for comparing with the quoted price and making the most informed decision to see if you are the good fit for them or not. So even if you offer the lowest price, it still pays to present your best sales pitch with a complete understanding of value first before you start to describe your pricing. Now, moving on to the final facility you need to have in place, having a foot-in-the-door offer. A foot-in-the-door offer is a more sophisticated form of persuasion and a proven sales technique. The principle is it. Start by asking someone for something small. If they comply with your first small request, they will be more likely to respond to your next bigger request. This foot-in-the-door offer is usually characterized by a low cost, limited time or number offer to create scarcity by providing valuable pieces of content with special offer attached. It's easier for you to sell your services with a foot-in-the-door offer to give prospects a taste of your services or products before committing themselves to a more major procedure or program. For example, if you offer a complimentary consultation worth $300, after the consultation process, you can try to book them in for a more advanced program. The key here is to build up the trust and confidence of your prospective patients when they utilize that foot-in-the-door offer so that they are more likely to see the value in you and your services for continuing on with the next steps.